Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
And it's time for quarter number four of the Keystone Kickoff Show. Football fans, who's ready to score some free bets? Now you can when you bet on any NFL game this week with DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. New customers who bet just $1 on either team to score can win $100 in free bets. When a team scores, you score. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use code KSN. Bet just $1 on either team to score, and you win $100 in free bets. That's all there is to it. So that's code KSN this week at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, new customers only, restrictions apply, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Quarter number four, that means we have my good friend Dustin Schutte from SaturdayTradition.com, the website for all Big Ten sports news, and you can catch everything from Saturday Tradition on our app, Keystone Sports. Dustin, welcome back to the show. Great to talk some more Big Ten football with you.
It's always great to talk Big Ten football, and especially in mid-November when the stakes continue to get higher for so many teams in the East and the West this year.
Boy, it does, but before we go any further, Dustin, time for me to make the apology to my listeners. I spent 10 weeks telling them you were the guru of the Big Ten football, and an 0-3 week for you last week. What do you have to say for yourself?
I just have to issue that same sort of apology, I guess, because that's unprecedented. I should be at least able to get one right every week. So my apologies to anybody who took my advice this week. It was not our best weekend.
Okay. Well, you're still over 500, so if anyone's been following along with you, Dustin, they're still on the plus side. Let's take a look at a couple of those games you picked. You had Penn State as the pick against Michigan. We ended up with a real tight game, went right down to the wire. But my question for you on this game, though, Dustin, Penn State-Michigan, it seemed like one of those real indicator games on the direction of Jim Harbaugh and James Franklin, as well as their programs. Are you drawing any conclusions from the outcome of this game?
I don't think in big picture I necessarily am, because I'm still a big believer in James Franklin. I don't think that the season last year obviously didn't go as planned, finishing 4-5, and obviously things have kind of derailed a bit this year. But I think there's a lot of different factors involved with Penn State this year. Obviously, Sean Clifford getting banged up in that Iowa game, that probably cost them the game against Iowa. And then, a couple weeks later, they get that loss to Illinois. So if he's fully healthy, who knows what happens? Maybe they win both of those games. Maybe it's a stronger competition against Ohio State. Maybe they win last week against Michigan. To me, the big problem has been the running game. And I remember James Franklin saying, you know, kind of during that last spring and then even into the fall camp before the season started, we need to be able to run power. When everybody knows in the stadium you're going to run the football, we need to be able to convert. They just haven't been able to do that this year. You looked at the bevy of running backs they had with guys like Noah Cain, Devin Ford, Kevon Lee, John Lovett. They just have not been able to run the football behind that offensive line. And I think that's been the bigger problem. But I think when you look at the body of work, James Franklin, not just at Penn State, but Vanderbilt, I still think that this is a program with a very high ceiling. They've got a really good recruiting class. And Michigan's just, to me, going to continue to be Michigan. They might have a good season here and there, but Jim Harbaugh's always been kind of in that 8-10 win range, and I don't think that's going to change. He might have that one year where he wins 11 or 12. He might have that one year where he wins 6 or 7. So I think that these two coaches, these two programs are very equal. It's just basically right now a coin flip as to who's going to finish second and third every year behind Ohio State. And maybe one of these two programs can knock the Buckeyes down one of these times.
Fingers crossed from that, as Penn State fans found out. Jim Harbaugh, at least Penn State has that one win against them recently or a few years ago. Jim Harbaugh has yet to do that. Let's talk about that a little bit and just how good is Ohio State. You had Purdue covering. It was a 20-point spread, and sure enough, Ohio State wins by 28. I took a look at their numbers. It's really pretty amazing. They're averaging 46 points a game, and the numbers don't go down at all in Big Ten conference play. Their average margin of victory in the Big Ten has been 26 points. Leads me to the question, can anybody beat them? Now, I know they still have Michigan State left. They have Michigan left, probably a Big Ten championship game. Do you see any of those teams able to take down the Buckeyes?
I think that they could, but I think a lot is going to have to go right. I earlier this season, I had a little bit more faith in Michigan State, but after seeing what Ohio State was able to do through the air and on the ground against what is a pretty good Purdue defense, you know, I think this weekend we might see something similar because of the fact that you look at Michigan State, they've given up over 350 yards through the air each of the last three games to Purdue, and then again last week to Maryland, and even the previous week there to Michigan. So I think that Michigan State has the ability to score a lot of points, but can they keep Ohio State out of the end zone? I just don't think that's going to be the case. And then you look at Michigan. To me, it's I'll believe it when I see it, right? Because we've been down this path before where there's been a couple really good Michigan teams that we thought might give Ohio State some fits. And under Jim Harbaugh, they just haven't been able to pull it out. So I think Michigan, with Cade McNamara throwing the ball really well, with that, if Blake Corum is healthy with that two running back attack with Hassan Haskins and Blake Corum, and maybe you throw Donovan Edwards in there, I think that they have the ability to beat, they have the better opportunity to beat Ohio State. But under Jim Harbaugh, I still don't have that kind of faith that they have what it takes to take down the Buckeyes.
Well, after this many years of not being able to beat Ohio State, and quite candidly, some of the games have not even been competitive, I understand the I'll wait till I see it before I believe it. Now, let's I want to spend a bit of time on it. So let's start looking ahead. And we do have Michigan State at Ohio State this coming week. Each team has one loss on the season, and we've got a 19-point spread in this game. Now, I realize the game's in Columbus, but I'm still a bit surprised by that.
Yeah, I'm a bit surprised by the line, too, but I think a lot of it goes back to just how dynamic Ohio State looked with Garrett Wilson back on the field, because remember in that Nebraska game, they only won by 9, but he was out for that game. So you have all three receivers healthy with Wilson, Olave, and Smith and Jigba, and then you've got Travion Henderson still in the backfield. This is an opportunistic defense, and when you look at what they've been able to do during this winning streak, we talk a lot about Kenneth Walker III potentially being a Heisman Trophy candidate. He's hit the 100-yard mark 5 times in his last 6 games. But Jim, this is the thing that sticks out to me, is Ohio State's defense has not allowed a running back to rush for more than 71 yards during this winning streak since those first 2 games against Minnesota and Oregon. So that's going to be a matchup I'm keeping an eye on. Peyton Thorne, quarterback at Michigan State, as well as he has played through most of this season, he's thrown an interception in each of his last 5 games, and this is an Ohio State defense that has scored a defensive touchdown in 6 games this season. So that's why I think it can get out of hand. And after what we saw last week against a pretty good Purdue team, I think Ohio State's going to cover against Michigan State.
You know, I kind of get that feeling too. They have that momentum. And I remember a week ago with the Purdue game, the spread actually started at less than 20 points. It was 18-19. And it seemed like a high spread. Well, guess what? It kept going up because the smart money, it turns out, was on Ohio State. And sure enough, they ended up winning it by 28. I'm with you on that one. I think Ohio State really takes care of business, which before we get to the other games, just real quick, you have Michigan State at, 9-1 right now. And Mel Tucker, he's probably the hottest coach in the country. Okay, but just to show you how quickly things change, it wasn't too long ago James Franklin was so hot. What happens to Mel Tucker's resume if he does lose to Ohio State and then Penn State to end the season?
Yeah, that's a great question. I don't think much changes, because what we're looking at in the grand scheme of things, and his name mentioned with places like USC, LSU, potentially Florida if Dan Mullen is terminated, I think what you're going to see with Mel Tucker is they're going to look at the full body of work. And to take a team that was 2-5 a season ago, to go 2-0 against your biggest rival, Michigan, to have this team in the college football playoff conversation in late November, I think even if they lose these next two games, finish 9-3 and get to a high-profile bowl game, I still think he's going to be a hot commodity. So I expect Michigan State to try to up his contract, make it a very lucrative offer, make it a very pricey buyout in an effort to keep him in his East Lansing for as long as possible.
It is going to be interesting to see the national picture with the coaching carousel. All right, let's real quickly get Nebraska-Wisconsin before we talk Penn State. Nebraska's at Wisconsin. Wisconsin is a 10-point favorite. They and Iowa, in the end, even though there's been chaos, it still looks like it's down to Wisconsin or Iowa in the West. How do you see Wisconsin with Nebraska?
I like Wisconsin to win, but the thing that's interesting to me is Scott Frost got that vote of confidence. He's going to be around in 2022. This Nebraska team has already been eliminated from bowl eligibility. They're coming off of a bye week. They've got absolutely nothing to lose. They've played all of their games have been decided by 9 points or less. Seven of their losses by 9 points or less. Six of those losses have come in one possession games. Even though Wisconsin is playing at an extremely high level on both sides of the ball, thanks to Braylon Allen at running back and the improved play of Graham Mertz and that defense that nobody can run on, I still like Nebraska to keep it close. So I think Nebraska is going to cover that spread.
All right. And finally, we've got Rutgers at Penn State. If you just look at the records, it's a 5-5 Rutgers against a 6-4 Penn State team. And if Rutgers could somehow find a way to win this game, I believe that actually with the tiebreaker pass Penn State in Big Ten standings. But it is an 18-point spread. What do you see here?
Yeah, my biggest question in this game is going to be the Penn State mentality now that you lost another game to a high-profile team. You know, really, Penn State at this point, they're playing for pride. Rutgers, on the other hand, they've got this game and they've got Maryland. They're trying to get to bowl eligibility. They're trying to get a signature win under Greg Schiano in his return. I don't think that Rutgers has the firepower on offense to keep up with Penn State. However, I think that this game might be sleepy for Penn State. And for that reason, I think Rutgers is going to keep it close. I think it's going to be a one possession game, maybe 10-point game. Penn State fans are going to, you know, feel it in their stomach a little bit this weekend against a Rutgers team. I think Penn State wins, but I'm going to take Rutgers to cover.
All right, there. There we go, Dustin. That's going to have to be it. You're already making Penn State fans nervous about this Rutgers game if it's close. But that is it for this edition of our show. Thank you all for tuning in, and make sure you join us next time on the Keystone Kickoff Show.
Who's ready to score some free bets? You can when you bet on any NFL game this week with DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. New customers who bet just $1 on either team to score can win $100 in free bets. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN. That's code KSN this week at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, new customers only, restrictions apply. In partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football, flannel, beards, tailgating. Oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Because it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.